You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody, to another Tuesday, another amazing Tuesday. Beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. And oh my God, yes. Have been traveling again. You are at a different place than last week.
Always.
And I have no voice. We'll see how long my voice lasts for this. I've been doing too many AMAs, VCs, and talk shows lately, so I have no voice. But that's okay. If I go quiet, y'all know it's because my voice decided to squawk or something.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
So it's mid-month. That means volume. That means please and good times and... It's mid-February already. Oh my goodness gracious. But we have some exciting stuff going on. But we're going to talk about fun stuff too tonight, because I know talking about finance and investing and crypto and all that fun stuff is great and exciting. And at the end, I'll tell you some updates on what's been going on and some good news too. But in the interim, let's also talk some fun things, because I've been peeking, and I'm sure other people have been too, about travel and some smoking deals right now. Oh, what's going on? But like, okay, so think of it this way. Yes, we love numbers and data and finance and investing, but why does everybody do this? They do this so they can have a better quality of life, right? Like, people invest so that they don't have to worry, so that they have freedom, so that they can do whatever they want, so that they have opportunity, so they don't have to think about the future, that they have their nest egg to the side of it. And so when people are looking to find information about how to invest, how to do it the right way, how to make money, how to make their money work for them, they're doing it for a lot of different reasons. And some of those top reasons are is to have a better quality of life, to buy a house, to buy a different car, to travel, to have the freedom to do whatever they want to do, to raise kids, to pay for their college, to pay for your retirement, to invest for the future. Like, that's the whole reason why people invest. That's what they're doing. But if you're just focused on working all the time and investing and putting money aside and not enjoying your day-to-day life too, and the quality of your life also, then all this work is for naught, right? Like, all this investing and learning and growing and trying to do this and that. Like, if you're just grinding all the time and you're not taking time to, we call touch grass, or go see, go outside and enjoy nature, or go spend time with your family and friends, or like go to the movies or do something, like, your quality of life isn't that good. But like, we all want to learn how to invest, and we all want to learn how to do better and to make our futures better. But what most people say is, like, when it comes to the end of it and everything is said and done, the things that they regret the most is not traveling or not spending time with their family and friends and their loved ones, or not saying I love you to someone. Like, those are the things that people think of at the end of their life. So why not enjoy what you have at this moment while you're doing those things to make your quality of your life better? And if you can find opportunities to do that at a lower cost, then why wouldn't you do that also? Right?
I think anyone would travel at a lower cost or do anything at a lower cost. And there's a saying that I like to say, it's, if it's free, it's better. If it's cheaper, it's better. It especially goes for food. I'm a foodie. And if food is free, it tastes better. If a vacation is cheap, the vacation's better. It's just less stress and less weight on your shoulders at the end of the day. So
say hypothetically, most people get 2 weeks of a vacation the whole entire year. Like, they work a 9-to-5 job and they get 2 weeks of vacation. And that vacation, they end up, because they think that they're researching and finding the best price, but they spend, you know, probably like 10, 15 grand, 20 grand on 1 week, right?
That's an expensive week.
Right. So, but if you spent that much money, because like, so say air's like $2,000 or $3,000, and then the resort accommodation is $300 a night. That's like normal, $300, $400 a night. So that's $2,800 for the week for the resort accommodation. It's $3,000 for the air. You have two people, that's $6,000 for the air and $2,800 for the accommodation. You're already at $8,800 for the week. Okay. That doesn't include your food, or doesn't include the transportation of renting a car. So say now you're wherever you are and it's another $500, $700 to rent a car. So you're now you're at
$9,500. You're cutting out as of, I think you're good now. But
okay.
For a second there, we caught some interference.
Okay, so I'll go back. I'm at $10,500 on, so I have air plus hotel plus food. It's at $10,500 for two people so far, mm-hmm. Right? Okay, but now if you can find a good price on a week in like Hawaii or Caribbean or Europe, somewhere exotic, right? Or like Greece. And you get it there and you get it for like $100 a night. So that's only $700 a week versus $2,800 a week. So, and if you have two people, you know, that averages out to $50 a person. Now, if you got the air for only $125 versus $3,000 a person, $125 each way, so that's $250. So two people, that's only $500 for air and $700 for the week. Now you're at $1,200. And if you get a location that has like a studio or a one bedroom, so now you have a kitchen. So you can go out to eat like once a day, but you can also make like your breakfast or your lunch, or take your lunch, your picnic to the beach, or carry around, you know, like snacks, and then have like your main meal once a day. Yeah. So now you've cut your cost down to like $350 for food for the whole week, right? Instead of $1,000. So now you're only at $1,500 for a week vacation versus $10,000 to $15,000. Okay.
That's very significant for a lot of people, and a lot of people, right, myself included. The $15,000 is not in the budget to go on a vacation, but $1,500 is.
$1,500 is, right. And that's for two people. So that's like $750 a person. Okay. Okay. But now think of it this way. Most people get 10 days of vacation a year, but you could use those kind of like as a bookend. So we just had a holiday weekend. We had President's Day. So that was 3 days that they didn't have to work, and they could have tacked on like a couple extra days and went to Hawaii instead. So instead of like a 3 day, they could have added 4 days of time off, and now they have a 7 day vacation, and they still have 6 days left on their vacation, right? But they could do multiple of those, like go away for just like 5 day getaway. So you have your 2 day 2 day weekend plus your holiday, so that's 3 days, and then you take off Thursday, you come back on Tuesday. That gives you a 5 day vacation, and the cost probably is like $1,000 for two people because you cut a couple days off. So like, people can enjoy themselves. They can go see beautiful places. They can go have fun. But they just have to do it the right way. And it's not that you get discounted locations or you get like bottom of the barrel. You get what everybody else gets. You find the better prices.
You find the best prices. That's best always prices, the goal. Right. You always find the best prices. You always want to find the best prices, because any day of the week, I'd choose to go on a $1,500 vacation and get the same thing that I would be getting if I paid $15,000 for a vacation for two people.
Right.
And you could
take more of them.
Exactly. You could take more and you'd feel better about yourself. And like, it's like the saying, when it's for this free food, it's always tastes better. When it's a cheaper vacation and you're spending less, you feel less weight on yourself and you feel more freedom when you're there. Because you know, oh, I saved myself like 12 grand. And instead of spending that 12 grand on the flights, I have an extra 12 grand in my pocket now. And I can go do right. whatever I want with that.
We'll and you can take more and you can take and you can take more than one vacation. You don't have to just take that one or two because you're saving. Now, when you're investing and you make a 10% return on like 10 grand, it paid for your vacation. Only a 10% return, right?
Were you thinking the same thing?
What?
Were we thinking the same thought after that?
Right. So that's what I do. Like, I look for arbitrage. I look for like gaps. I look for finding what I love and my passions and finding ways to do it, but then doing other things that I have a passion for to pay for it, right? Yep. So I love trading, but I go for high returns with break even. Like, my goal, every single thing that I do is always, you want to do a break even and catch long shots, right? So, yeah. And then you want to keep your stable part of your portfolio that's for long term, that's guaranteed that 10 or 12% that you don't touch that money. You never touch your rent. You never touch your mortgage. You never touch your car payments. You never touch your insurance money. That money always pays for everything that it's supposed to pay for. You take your extra money, which is, we call it your coffee money. So if you went to Starbucks every day and the coffee costs you $10 every day, in 30 years, you spent $300. But, okay, if you go on vacation with Betty for two and it costs $1,500 total for food, the location, and air for two people at $750 each, you could save because if you don't spend every day and you put aside that. Am I cutting out again?
Yeah, just a little bit there. It was getting to the point where it's like, you know, let's start off.
It's like, always hit that cliffhangers.
I know. It's the, and I'm like, you're getting to the good part right now. Why? Why now?
That's why it cuts out. It doesn't want everyone, they don't want my secrets to go out there. They're like, shh, don't. It's the airlines and the hotels are like, shh, don't tell anyone.
Everybody, take down the Wi-Fi.
Take down the Wi-Fi. I'm traveling right now too, of course. But think about it. So can you hear me?
Yep.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, so now it's like $750 a person, right? So you saved, it only takes like 2 months to save that money if you don't just buy coffee at Starbucks. So now you can go on vacation to Hawaii for a week, or you can go to Greece for a week, or you can go to the Caribbean for a week. And now everyone's like, well, how do I find these prices? How do I find these prices? So I'll tell you some of my secrets, and I've been traveling on this forever. And so, like, I was in the Caribbean for 4 months last year. I was in Hawaii for 2 months last year. I was, where else did I go? I feel like I've been everywhere.
Hawaii,
Florida for like a month, Vegas, the river. I've been everywhere. And before that, now I'm up to 35 countries now. So I've done Australia and Fiji and Japan and pretty much all of Europe now. But I do it by finding arbitrage or finding like ways to find lowest air or lowest hotel or lowest condos, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to give a couple of secrets. So the thing is like, we're in the middle of the month. You never want to book air or a hotel or something on a holiday weekend, because that's when everybody else is booking it and they raise their prices. You want to book and find your air prices on, like, look and search on a Tuesday. And guess what? What's today?
Today is a Tuesday. It's always a Tuesday when we're live.
So you search, right? So we always have the best day to look for travel.
I know.
So you search for like your hotels or your condos or your air always like today on a Tuesday, never on a holiday and like sometimes after the holiday they might drop the prices again because everyone booked over the weekend for their future travel. Because when you're on vacation, you think about the next vacation. That's why whenever you go on vacation, they hit you up and try and sell you a timeshare. Because you're happy, you're on vacation, and they're like, here, it's only 45 grand and we can finance it for you, but here is a free buffet coupon because you came and listened to our presentation.
I always tend to skip out on those presentations, even if there is a free upgrade from it. No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
So, and they consume like 4 of your hours, 5 of your hours of your day of your vacation while you're there.
And no one.
But I have a secret. I have a secret on that too. So there's a timeshare resale company in Hawaii that sells timeshares for a dollar.
What?
So, yeah, they're a dollar. So the same ones that you go to these presentations and pay 45 grand for, they sell them for a dollar.
Explain, please.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like when people get into timeshares, like in the beginning, it's great because they get to use it and they get their vacation, but then they get used to it. And then they're like, oh, you pay your maintenance every year. Or if you get a timeshare that's called every other year, you only have to pay it every other year and you get your week. So those are usually the best ones to do. So instead of paying it every year, because like you're not going to go Hawaii every year, but maybe you'll go every other year. So you pay the maintenance fees, and the maintenance fees are about $800 to $1,400 for the whole week. But you get a one bedroom or a two bedroom for that, and you get it like in Maui, right? So you pay your maintenance fees. And then, but if you don't want to like go to Hawaii, there's another secret that everyone does is they take the timeshare and you say you have a week. And it's a one bedroom in Hawaii, so it's red time. It's always red time in Hawaii. Everybody always wants to go to Hawaii no matter what time of the year because the weather is great. So you take your week, and it's called you bank it. So there's different exchange companies like Interval International. There's Trading Places, and there's a couple other ones. And you say, hey, I have a week in Hawaii, and I'm going to bank it. I'm going to donate it. In return, I can book a vacation anywhere else in the world off of it for a week. And then they end up giving you these like certificates too that let you book a week anywhere as long as it's available for like $300. They give you these bonuses for banking your week. So not only do you get like 1 week, but sometimes they'll give you like 2 weeks for the price of one, or they'll give you 4 weeks because you have Hawaii, or they'll give you extra certificates that when you just try out another place, it'll only cost you $300. So when I was in the Caribbean, I ended up going to like 4 different locations. I was in Barbados for $250 a week. I was in Aruba for $250 a week. I went to St. Lucia. St. Lucia is a little bit more expensive. So I think that was like $1,200 a week. And then I was in St. Martin for $300 a week, a one-bedroom ocean front that you could see the whole entire landscape of the ocean everywhere. I was in Hawaii, in Maui, I was in a studio ocean front for $800 a week. Barbados, I was one bedroom pool view, ocean view for $250 a week. So that's what happens. Like when people have these timeshares, they don't know that they can exchange it out. So they think, oh, it's only good for this location. And they end up buying in like Arizona, or they end up buying in like Disneyland or wherever they ended up traveling, but they don't know that they can exchange it for somewhere else. You know, whatever vacation they were on, they're like, oh, I'm buying at this location and I have to exchange it this location only. But you can exchange it for anywhere in the world. And so the best ones, though, to have are the most popular ones that everybody else wants, which is Hawaii. And they have timeshares for a dollar in Hawaii right now. They have one bedroom. You have to pay escrow fees and you have to pay your maintenance. But you can buy the actual timeshare for only a dollar. And that's what I did with some of mine. And so I exchanged them out and ended up going to the Caribbean, or ended up going back to Hawaii. And it only cost me like $300 to $800 a week. And then I got extra weeks to do it too. So my $1 investment got me tons of travel all over the world by using that. And then with Air, we built out that bot that finds the lowest air anywhere in the world. And that's what I traveled over 35 countries on it. I found Air, and I've talked about it before, but there's Air right now that you can go to LA to Hawaii for $125.
See, that doesn't even make sense for me. I can't even Why? Go from I can't even go from Toronto to the nearest airport to close to Toronto for $100.
It costs like more. The closer you are, the farther you are, is the cheaper. So like the Caribbean had Air for like $150.
Yeah, oh, except I can't find it.
Because you're not on my app looking for it. You're looking in the general area. So right now, like Hawaii in March, you can go to Hawaii to Maui for $134. You can go LA to Honolulu for $125. And then like you'll find it on the app and then you can book it directly with the airline. So it's not like some once in a lifetime airfare. They happen all the time. And what they do is they rotate airlines, like one airline, like Hawaiian Air may run their special this week, and then next week it may be American Airlines, and then the following week it may be Alaska, but they rotate it because they're trying to get people into Hawaii so they have tourists and they have money coming in, but also so the airline fills up their airplane. And then when they start to get full, then they start to raise all the prices. So you get it at the low air. So Hawaii for two people is like $500 right now, round trip
Oh
to
my
Hawaii.
God.
Yeah, and that's January, February, March, and April. Let's see if it goes into May. I can see out to March right now. But we search like up to 13 months out, and it's any destination, any location, from anywhere to anywhere. And then you find the lowest air, you see the whole entire calendar, you see all the airlines and all the locations, and it finds the lowest air. And then, like, there was New York to, I think it was Portugal, 135. There was LA to Oslo for 125. There was LA to LGW, which is London Gatwick. So, like, London Gatwick is like one of the major hubs in Europe. And when you go to Europe and then you book your hoppers from Europe to all the other countries, they're usually only $25 to $50. So you
Oh,
fly LA to Europe and you get there for like 125, 150, and then you do your upgrades, of course. But that's like the base air, so like you can do your upgrades. And then ever I fly international, and a lot of other people started to find out about the secret. But if you book on the international website, you don't book on the US website, you get a cheaper price. And then if you buy it in like euros or you buy it in pounds
the GBP.
and you do the conversion, it's even cheaper. And then the upgrades are even cheaper because when you buy it from the US websites, they tack on more and they charge more. But if like I was flying and I'd say I was flying which airlines? So they have Nordic Air is one of the airlines. They have JetBlue flies to Europe now too. And if you go into the international website for it, you can go into the English version of it, but you get the lower prices than the US prices. And then if they're like recognizing your IP address, like I'm getting a little technical, you can go into incognito, use a VPN, and then say that you're looking from Europe and then go onto that website because they keep the cookies. So basically they keep the information in your phone. Oh, there goes my voice again. Hold on a second.
That's okay. I can kind of explain what cookies are and everything, but it's also why I think most people, and it's become more popular, is people are starting to use VPNs on their phones or using browsers like Brave or using incognito on their phone 24/7 because they don't want their information to be shared about what they're searching always. Because these businesses, they use that, they sell it, and they manipulate the prices based off what you're looking at, how many times you've looked at it, and when you're looking at things.
Right. So, and the other thing too is like if you're using a VPN, you can say that you're searching from another country. So you'll get that country's prices. Because if they see your IP address, which they see where your location is when you're searching, and they see that you're in the States, they're going to raise the prices. Or if they see a cookie means that when you've looked at the website, they can tell that you've already been on the website and they keep the same memory of what they showed you before in there. So like when you look at the website, it's going to show you the exact same information. If you clear out your cookies and refresh your page and use incognito, you'll get new information. But the old static information that you saw before will remain in there unless it's cleared out. So when you're doing a search and you're looking for air, like you'll go on your first roundabout and like find prices and stuff. And then when you want to go look again on a different day when it's usually lower, you would go in your incognito, clear out your browser, clear out your cookies, and then use a VPN from another country and then search again and you'll probably get a different price. So I found that out. And then also there's like arbitrage. So there's, if I'm buying it in euros, I'm going to get the value of whatever the dollar is. So if the dollar is strong against the euro, I'm going to get the prices cheaper. And I know Canada is going through issues right now. So like if you're buying in Canadian, it's going to cost you more because what do they call it over there?
The Canadian dollar
is like weaker to the US dollar right now. So isn't this terrible? Like I've been to Canada like once.
It's okay.
And I didn't buy anything over It was on my way to going to Alaska and that was my stop. I know it's terrible. You guys have too much snow.
Tell me about it. Enough snow over the past few days to cover an entire SUV if you didn't shovel it.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I admit, I just came from 80 degree weather.
it's polar opposites.
Yes.
And I wish I was on the other end of this deal.
Yes. But see, and then it's also snowbird time. They call it snowbird. So like everyone from the East Coast goes down to Florida, or they go to Arizona this time of the year to get away from the snow, and then they go back during the summer. But like you can go on holiday, they call it holiday in Europe, but you can go on vacation and go somewhere for like $250. So that's the benefit. And then the timeshare, you can buy the timeshare for $1 and then trade it in and get somewhere in, like you can go to Australia. You can go to Thailand. They have all over the place, all of the Caribbean, all the islands in the Caribbean, Hawaii. You can trade it out for Hawaii also. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And then, you know, if you're in a timeshare too, you can get a one bedroom that has like a full bedroom. It can sleep six. So you can have six people come. You can have people sleeping on the couch, people sleeping in the bedroom. And then you have a full kitchen too. So you don't have to go out to eat every single day. They have amazing food at the grocery stores in Hawaii where you don't get in the States, like in the normal mainland or in other countries, right? So same thing when you travel. Right? Yeah. So same thing when you travel like to the islands and in the Caribbean, you go to the grocery store and you get types of foods that you wouldn't have normally got at home too. But yes, vegetables are very expensive on the islands in Hawaii and in the Caribbean. I think a head of lettuce was like $12 or something.
How much was your apple?
I think my apple wasn't like $6 or something for my apple.
I bought
one apple. It was like, yeah, $6 or $7. So yes, that's the only drawback is you don't get fresh fruits and vegetables at the grocery store. But if you go out to eat for the restaurants, you'll get like, if you're in Hawaii, you'll get like mango and papaya and a pineapple, like all those kind of tropical fruits, but the normal fruits that they
some minor hiccups on the internet.
We're good now. So I'm traveling, everybody, obviously. Again, I have not gone to
where you are yet.
Okay, well, I'm in Vegas now. I tend to come back here because I get my rooms for free and usually they upgrade me to suites. So it's free. And this is like one of the best hubs to travel out of. Like I park my car for free and then I get suites for free and then I can fly out of here and leave my car instead of like paying $25 a day. I just leave my car here. And then when I come back, Vegas has like no clocks. So you can adjust to the time zone really easily. So that's one of the benefits, but.
Well, yes, except the one place you travel to a lot and it's the river.
Yes.
Where you get two times. you don't know what time you're at.
So I'm in the Colorado River, like I'll be there again. But so it's a beautiful Colorado River. It sits on the river, but it's on one side of its other side of Arizona. So if you're on your laptop or your cell phone, it keeps flip-flopping to time to Arizona time, to California time, to Arizona time. So if you don't know what time it is, I have to like Google what time is it in. So I know what time it is because my phone keeps flip-flopping on me. In fact, I scheduled It's called a VC in our Telegram chat. And it registered the Arizona time, and I did not know that. And it was supposed to be scheduled for 6 p.m. And it put it for 5 p.m. because that's Arizona 6 p.m. And I did not know that it had, like, flip-flopped it over. And I posted it's at 6 p.m., but when I scheduled it, it scheduled it for Arizona 6 p.m. versus California 6 p.m. So that's one way to learn. But
it's a funny travel thing is time, right? Because it goes with more than one thing than just what time zone you're in, but it's also the layovers and getting used to the time. And okay, you go from California all the way to Greece, and you're what, 9 hours?
9 hours, yeah, 9 hours, 7 hours difference depending on where.
And you've traveled a lot more than I have, right?
Or Australia, like you go backwards if you're in Australia. So like Hawaii was hard because it was a 3 hour difference. And so like if I'm communicating with people on the East Coast, I'm like 6 hours behind them. And if you're in Australia, you're I think like 9 hours behind New York time, East Coast time. Oof. That's hard, yeah.
That's a rough one. But how do you've traveled all over the world and you've dealt with the one thing that I think all travelers hate, and it's the harsh saying, jet lag.
Right. Yeah. When I first started traveling countries, because I was hopping a lot of countries, the first day was always the hardest. Like I had to sleep the first day to catch up. And then getting used to the time zone, it took a while. And then when I came back, it was a lot easier to adjust. But when I got there, it was harder. Because I would be waking up and everybody was going to sleep, and then I'd be going to sleep and everybody was waking up, usually when I was in Europe, I remember. So that was hard. That,
yeah, when I was in Greece, and for me, it was not as bad as the time change as it is for you going to Europe. And it was, I think, a culmination of 3 or 4 days of sleeping, eating at the wrong times, and not knowing, just feeling lost, right? You just feel lost, mm-hmm. and you don't know time, you don't know like anything. So you're eating breakfast at a time when everyone's eating lunch, and you're eating dinner at like 3 a.m.
Right. So, well, the other thing too is like most people when they go on vacation, they only go for 7 days. So if they go to Europe, their day one is trying to get just flying. Day two is jet lag. And then they have day 3, 4, 5, and 6, and then they fly on day 7. So they only get to enjoy like 4 days, and it's usually the wrong time zone that they're in. But like if you go and you find a way to make it affordable and get good prices on air and good prices where you're staying, like you can say, I stayed in Crete. I went to Greece and flew in. So I think I flew LA to LGW, which is London Gatwick. And then from there, I went into Spain and I spent a couple days in Spain. And then from there, I went into Greece. I'm pretty sure I have to look at it because I went into Greece about 4 or 5 times. So when I got there, though, like I took the ferry, I stayed in Athens and got to see Athens. And the Athens water is like amazing. It's like 80 degrees on the water. So if it's cooler outside, depending on what time of the year you go, the water is still nice and warm. And one of the times I went, it was Christmas time and people were swimming in the ocean. It was like 40 degrees outside, but they were swimming in the ocean.
But I would do the same thing.
Yeah, but I like to go April because April is right before the season starts. Like it's the beginning of season. They call it season out there because they run April to October where Greece is like open for everybody. It becomes really busy like June, July, August. That's like the summer peak months where everybody's there. It's just packed everywhere and prices are expensive. And then it dies down like August, September, October a little bit, like September, October. The weather is still warm. It's like 75, 80 degrees in April and May and in August, September, and October. It's still warm. Everything's still beautiful. All the hotels are still open. All the stores are open. It's still their season. But it's not as crowded and it's more affordable. So I went like April, and then I also went in like September a couple times to Greece. And then so I got like Crete for $25 a night waterfront in a one bedroom that like overlooked the beautiful water of Crete in the islands. And then I took a ferry from, so Athens, but it's the port. So I took the port and then took the ferry. And the ferry, like if you take a boat ride out here in California or like even a cruise ship or something, just taking a boat ride can cost like $200 just to go see like a tour on the water, oh, right?
Even here, it's about $300-$400 to get to a place called Center Island, which is maybe an hour boat ride from Toronto.
Right. Or like people will just rent or go on like a sunset cruise just to go on the water. And it costs a couple person. In Greece, you can take the ferries for like $25 and it stops at each island on the way out. And it's a big giant boat. And you get to see the beautiful water. You get to see all the islands on the way to the island that you're going to. So, like, I went to Santorini. I went to Mykonos, Tinos, Naxos, and then also Crete. And Crete's, like, one of the farthest ones. I'm probably saying it wrong. But it only took me, it only cost me $25. And I got to see, like, all the beautiful islands. They have food on board. You can even rent a room for, like, $50 on the boat if you want to, or you just find a spot. There's like plenty of room. And then they have the frappes, which is like the best favorite thing ever. That's the best thing ever. It's coffee. Like it's Greece frappes are any others that you've ever tasted, way better than Starbucks, but
there's no comparison.
Right. The only thing I missed is like, yeah, they're so good. I know I'm thinking of it right now. They're so good, though. The only thing, like, I love, love, love Greece, and I love Italy. They're, like, my two favorites. But the only thing is, like, there's no Mexican food.
There's the Mexican place in Greece, in Athens that you...
Yeah, there is one in Greece. They had tacos and margaritas there, so I did indulge myself. And I did try to make chili rellenos out in Greece, but I had to, because I had a kitchen, so I could make it with tomatoes and onions, no problem, and make the salsa, but there's like no jalapenos, no cilantro. I had to use another form of a pepper, and I had to use like goat cheese to stuff it. I think they had mozzarella though, too.
It's mainly
but goat I had to cheese. Come up, but I had to make up my, I had to make my own version of a chili relleno when I was out there, but it was worth it. It was good. So, but I mean, like, think about it. So like you get to see all the beautiful islands on a ferry for like $25 and then it takes you to the island and then you get to enjoy the beautiful waterfront. Like the price is probably a little higher, but like, it depends on what time of the year you go, how packed it is, how many people are there. But it depends on season, right? And if you find the best prices. And instead of booking like Expedia, I did through booking.com because everyone books in Europe through booking.com. And then I also have another secret that I do is I got a travel agent's license. It's like an online license. They have like 50,000 different travel agents. And I've had it for probably like 6 to 7 years now. And so this is not financial advice. Do your own research. It's based out of the U.S., but there's an online travel agency that I pay $26 a month, and I get access to every single thing that any travel agent in the world get access to, like cruises and hotels and airlines and booking anywhere. And then I get like a discounted rate for booking as a travel agent. I get bumped up on upgrades, and I make a commission. And again, this is not financial advice. Do your own research. But it becomes a tax write-off because it's a business. So I'm getting income from commission. And it's my hobby. Travel is my hobby. But travel is my passion. I built apps based off of it. And then I traveled on them for proof of concept. So I'm proving that you can travel on it, and did 35 countries on my app and used the travel agent's license on my app and found the lowest air and found the lowest hotels and found waterfronts, and then traveled to Hawaii for a couple months, traveled to the Caribbean for 4 months. So I did it all on my stuff, but it costs me less than like a mortgage payment does in California. So like mortgages in California, like $5,000-$6,000 a month. And I'm traveling like for a whole month wherever I want to go for under $2,000. And I'm in the islands, or I'm in Europe, or I'm in Hawaii, and it's less than the cost of like a mortgage, and it's a tax write-off. So again, do your own research, not financial advice.
I love that.
Consult with your tax accountant and your CPA. Consult with your business financial advisor, but yes.
Yes. And
but yes,
and it's not financial advice to say that traveling is amazing and doing it for cheap is a
well, no-brainer. I mean, it's what everyone else is paying full price, but our FlyIt bot finds the lowest error everywhere because it scrapes all the websites, all the airlines, all the locations, finds the lowest error, and then everybody else may have booked the same flight for $2,000, and then we find it for $125. And then you're able to book it directly with the airline. So there's like no, you know, you're booking it just like an airline would, but you found it before anybody else did. It's like finding a gem in real estate or finding the best token before it's going to run, the lowest entry. Like that's what I do. I like to find the best price on something that has the highest return and adds value. So I look for arbitrage. That's what I do. So we do that. I do that with travel. I do that with air. I do that with real estate, found real estate and flipped homes with it. Businesses, you can buy businesses that have assets and flip businesses. You can do the same thing. You can flip like sneakers, right? If you're buying it a low price somewhere and then flip it for a higher price. You can do retro games if you find them on eBay and flip them somewhere else, like, or you get them at the swap meet. Like people, there's plenty of opportunities to do anything that you want. As long as you have a passion for it and you're interested in it, there's always a way to do something. So the thing to think about is, you know, we work hard. Like I'm working, kid you not, that's why I have no voice. Like 21 hours a day right now, but I'm putting out so many different projects and I'm talking to people and doing things and coming up with new tech and creating new tech and running tests and beta tests and groups and doing VCs and AMAs, and then talking to my devs all over the world. But it's my passion. It's what I love to do. I love creating new things. I love doing AI and technology and finance and investing. And the thing is like we are in the golden times right now, and people don't understand this. Like, this is every so many years, like usually it takes, you know, 20, 50 years. There's always a new wave of different types of technology that comes out that is life-changing, that changed the world. And we've been talking to you guys. Oh my gosh, it's our year anniversary.
Is it our year anniversary today?
Of LA Talk. We were on a year ago.
Oh my God. Well,
yeah, I just realized that. I'm like, we've been talking to you guys for a year. It's been a year, exactly.
Holy, okay. Happy 1 year anniversary, everybody.
Yes, happy 1 year anniversary of LA Talk. We've been talking to all of you for a year, and like we started out talking about travel, but so the thing is like we've been telling you about AI and crypto over a year ago. Crypto was like at 1600, 2200. AI was just, people were just starting to talk about it. Look at how much AI has evolved ever since then. And we brought it to you first. So if you're investing, invest in AI, invest in technology, invest in crypto. You're in the beginning of something huge. This is our new technological era that we're coming into. And we've been bringing it to you and telling you about it and trying to inform you and teach you and keep you up to date on what's going on. But we are in that right now. This is that new technological era. Like, and we went through all the different types, like the tech bubbles and the internet and cell phone apps and all these things. This is our technology new era of AI, of crypto, of digital currencies, of like, there's so much. We're just in the beginning. So even if you invest like a little tiny bit of money, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the road, it's going to make a huge impact, a huge difference, because we are in the beginning And we've been telling you about it for a year.
For a year, we've been telling you to keep your eye on it and to explore.
So happy anniversary,
options.
1 year. Woo!
Yes, happy anniversary. Happy one year. It's amazing. And we're almost exactly $1,000 higher on Ethereum where we first told you it's 1600. So
right.
That's 1 year, right. 1 year.
And it hit 4,600. So it went up $3,000 too. Yeah. So like get involved. And then the other thing, we have Dragons coming out and we've been running beta test on it and auto trader on it and finding on our buys and sells and our exit strategy. We have a beta test group on our Soulbound holders and they've been running auto trader and somebody today on the auto trader did a buy and a sell on just the test mode. We're just on the test mode. It's not completely clean and finished. We're just running tests on it. Hit 135x on a buy and a sell today. So, and that was even staggering it out. So like, if you just let it run the whole way, I think it would have hit over like 1,000x, but he did a stagger out and still hit 135x by de-risking and then exiting out, hit 135x today. So we have our auto trader, we have Dragon, we have all this technology, all this stuff that we've been working on, and it's all ready to get pushed out to the public. We are the Robin Hood of crypto. We're going to change the world with our trading platform, change the world to make you enjoy life, have passion, find what you love to do. I know I've been on my pedestal here today, but I want y'all to like enjoy life. Like this is what we work so hard for. This is what you are working so hard for. You know, go enjoy your day to day. Have fun. You know, experience life. Touch grass. Travel. Buy houses. Hold money for your future. Invest for your future. Enjoy your day to day. Spend time with friends and family.
Do what you want to do, have fun with it, and like live life the way you want to live it. Experience the things that you want to experience. Be with the people that you want to be around and spend time with them and do fun things and explore the world. And the one saying, and Elizabeth says it all the time, is the one thing people regret, or one of the main things people regret when they're old and they can't travel anymore, is that they didn't travel and see the world. This is your calling right now. Find what you love. Become amazing at it. Become the best that you can. Jump in, explore something new, and then go and do it. And then go and travel the world. The bots are there.
The bots are there. Yeah. So come on in. Dragon Pro is going to be released pretty soon. We've been doing our beta tests. We've been having our test running over and over again for the last 5 weeks. It's about ready to go out to public pretty soon. So come check it out. Go travel. Go find all of your passions. Find what you love to do. And then next week when we come back, we'll have another exciting week next week too.
Yes, we will.
We'll have more news. Yes. More news next week. Like more big news next week. So have a wonderful week, everybody.
Have a wonderful week and have an amazing weekend. Because we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See y'all next Tuesday.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.